The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
According to the ICRC, the International Community, or Committee rather, the International Committee of the Red Cross, nearly 22,000 Nigerians have been reported as missing during a decade of conflict in northeast Nigeria. Highest number of missing persons registered with the ICRC in any country, and the organization's highest caseload in the world. In addition, 2 million people are estimated to be displaced from their homes in that same region of northeast Nigeria. And according to a report from CSI, Christian Solidarity International, the deadly impact of radical Islam is being experienced as well in Syria, while threatening the stability of such countries as Malaysia and Indonesia. Join us to talk more about it, Dr. John Eibner, CEO, Chairman of the Board of CSI. By the way, many of you already know, it's a marvelous Christian human rights organization campaigning for religious liberty and human dignity, and it's active all over the world where religious minorities are being persecuted. In fact, in Nigeria, CSI is delivering food and medical aid to victims in support of displaced families, and I would suggest that you can partner with them and learn more by going to their website, csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. Dr. Eibner, it's been a while since we've chatted, my friend, but an honor again to welcome you to the show.
Great to be back with you, Don. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I've just mentioned, for countries of great concern, Nigeria is at the top of the list, then Syria, but also concern over the stability of Malaysia and Indonesia. So where can we start? Maybe take us to Nigeria first from your perspective in view of what CSI is doing there.
Well, Nigeria is where the violence against Christians is currently the highest. We've all been aware of what ISIS and other radical groups have done in Syria. But Nigeria at the moment is the hot spot. And the thing that links Nigeria with Syria and the threat to Indonesia and Malaysia is radical Islam coming from the Gulf, emanating from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries. And it's already devastated Syria. It is currently devastating Nigeria, and it threatens to devastate two countries in the Far East that have been relatively stable and where there has been some history of good Christian-Muslim relations. That's Malaysia and Indonesia. So the threat is the same to these three countries, which really span the globe from the west of Africa through the Middle East to the Far East.
Now, the threat, as you've said, is the same in terms of behind it all is radicalized Islam, but it has many different faces, doesn't it? Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab or any number of other groups, Al-Qaeda. Can you talk about, are they all disparate? Do they work together? Do they work from a common agenda? Or is it just the ideology itself that drives them?
Well, there's a common ideology that binds them all together, but many of them do cooperate at times. Sometimes they even work against each other. Some are enemies of the United States, like ISIS, and attacks Western targets. Others have been supported by Washington to use against other enemies. So it's a very complicated political mix, but there is this common ideology that comes out of the Gulf, and this ideology has been fueled primarily by Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states using oil money over many decades. And now the world pays a very, very heavy price for that.
And because of its hydra-headedness, if you will, multi-headed expressions, it's hard to really address it in one place. It's really so amorphous in that regard, isn't it?
It is indeed. Much has been made of the so-called defeat of ISIS in Syria, and that's a very good thing. ISIS has been certainly pushed underground. But we find other heads of this radical Islam emerging in Nigeria with terrorism. Not just a radical ideology, but actually terror, Boko Haram, there's Fulani, Islamic-driven militias, and other groups, and they split, and they come back together, and the battle is not over by any means. The defeat of ISIS is a battle and a war that will go on very much longer and have many different fronts.
That seems there, of course, the most poignant and anguishing part of all of this is the pain inflicted on so many of the children. Nigeria, especially a case in point, Boko Haram actually capturing hundreds of them and kidnapping them and abusing them. What can you tell us more about that?
Well, the civilians in Nigeria, and I believe you know Nigeria very well, Don, pay a very, very heavy price for this conflict. The plight of Boko Haram captives has been well known, that they have been killed, they have been raped. Just a few days ago in the mainstream media, a case was highlighted not by Boko Haram, but a Quranic school where boys were changed, beaten, sexually abused. This is not Boko Haram. This was not a terrorist group, but this was a fairly normal Islamic Quranic school that was legal, operating legally. So the children in particular in this country suffer terribly, especially from displacement. They're on the run. They have no permanent homes. They're not getting education. But it takes many different forms, the suffering that they are subjected to. Nigeria really is on the verge of collapse, on the verge of becoming a failed state. And the failure of that state is going to have huge consequences for the whole of the African continent.
In your view, from your perspective, and it is an informed and considered perspective because of the work that CSI does in that and other parts of the world, what are the solutions? What are steps that can and need to be taken to prevent that?
Well, I think I go back to the source. What is the source of the problem? And the source is this radical Islam that emanates from Saudi Arabia and its allies in the Gulf and creates an atmosphere around the world, a culture that produces this kind of terrorism. And the United States has to address that. The United States is its main ally in the Middle East, apart from Israel, is Saudi Arabia. And we have to deal with the source and say, this is unacceptable. We will not cooperate. We will not continue to prop you up if you continue to spread this ideology that results in the demise of Christian communities in the Middle East and Syria and Iraq, that's producing this kind of violence and threat to the Christian church in Nigeria, and that poses a longer-term threat in the Far East, in Malaysia and Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in the world in terms of population. The fate of that country is enormously important for the world, for the Christian church, and whether it is a tolerant society or whether it's a radicalized, intolerant society. These are questions that not only impact individuals in a very serious way, but that impacts the global church of Christ. It has a strategic importance for the church, and it really is high time that Washington comes to grips with the radical Islam emanating from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf, and not to go back to sleep now that ISIS has been militarily defeated in Syria.
And in addition to that, it bears repeating because when we first met and began to work together, it was a number of years ago when you were doing such great but vital and rather lonely work at the time in Sudan, in South Sudan eventually. But my point is that I mentioned at the outset, you as an organization are not just talking about the problems or analyzing the problems, but you're doing what you can. Talk about your operations, for example, to deliver food and medical aid to the victims and the displaced families, Nigeria case in point, and how folks can partner with you in that regard.
Well, we have aid programs for the displaced. There's food, clothing, medicine. We help to provide shelter for those that have been driven out of their homes in northeastern Nigeria and the Middle Belt, Christian communities that have been uprooted and displaced. And we provide first aid. We did this in South Sudan. We've done it in many other frontline situations. But we do more than provide this first aid. We try to bring about a fundamental change in the situation. So we work at two levels. One, the first aid to help those who are suffering, but also to try to speak truth to power, to try to encourage power to change policies that impact negatively, wittingly or unwittingly, on the on vulnerable Christian communities and other religious minorities.
The best way for our listeners to learn more and be partner with you is to the website I gave earlier?
That's right. That's the best way. Check out our website, www.csi-usa.org.
It's an honor, as always, my friend, to talk with you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Don.
You're very welcome. Dr. John Eibner, truly one of the Lord's great servants and a great organization that many of you are familiar with because we've worked with them through the years and times past and no doubt will again. Christian Solidarity International, CSI-USA.org. CSI-USA.org. I highly recommend them as an organization to learn about and to learn from because they provide so much information, but then also take that information and partner with them as the Lord may lead.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.